Greetings and welcome to City Maving, where it's all about the wine. I want to welcome back to the studio, Katie and Francisco, where
Hello.
It's all about the wine. Welcome.
Hola.
Anything new since our last encounter on our non-alcoholic wine?
No, bien, I'm just recuperating from drinking that bottle.
I had a big hangover.
Okay, so it wasn't a big hit, but today I have a nice Enate bottle of wine. It's a blend. It's a 2008 Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot from the Somontano region in Spain, and we're about to pour and talk about it. Katie? Let's be a little generous to myself right there. Oh, yes.
Wow. That was...
Let's swirl.
Around the world.
Wow, this is a nice...
You can see the legs. See?
Yeah.
This has good quantity of alcohol. Let me see. See my calculations and the distance apart and the rate of falling, I would say has 14.00% alcohol.
Only you, Paco, would be that precise. But so it's got a nice ruby color. It's a little dense, but...
It is very dense.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, Paco. It does have the nice legs. So I'm assuming...
I tell you, that's how I like my women. Nice legs.
Okay, how about the nose? What's on the nose?
It's very strong. I like it.
Yeah, you can tell it's got some alcohol in
it. Wow, I can smell... I don't know if you girls can smell it, but I smell wine.
I pick up on the earthiness, actually.
Actually, you can smell earth. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a sip. Oh, nice.
Wow, you can taste the sweat of the worker who picked up the,
Paco,
the grape. And
can we just keep this clean?
On the other hand, I like the taste. And I'll just leave it at that.
No, it tastes good. Yes, it's actually... Very nice wine.
Mm. Yeah, I taste quite a bit of minerals. It's a little subtly dry towards the end. It's got a short aftertaste.
This actually will go great with a solomillo.
Is that right?
Filet mignon with a balsamic reduction.
Did I forget to tell the audience that you love to cook in addition to your guitar?
Yeah, you totally forgot. By the way, my number is 691. Just kidding.
Katie, what would you have this wine with?
I would probably pair it with something I love to pair every wine with, and that's chocolate.
Oh, geez. Speaking of chocolate, oh my goodness. I was prepared for you. I brought some chocolate with us today because I knew Katie was going to bring this up. So this particular chocolate, Ritter's, we find here in Spain. I think it's found in the States as well.
I think you can, definitely find it. And in Canada, too.
In Canada. And this is German.
Really? In Canada?
Yes. We have chocolate in Canada.
Well, I did not know that.
We'll have
With your wheel squares and all that stuff.
Paco, let's not talk about Venezuela, okay?
No, we don't have cars.
We've done this in the past. Both of you have enjoyed a lot of things with me. We've experimented. We've mixed and matched wine with certain types of foods. And Katie also... You and I have had many nights with chocolate and bottles of wine.
So let's see. Vegan boys.
And let's see if this particular chocolate goes well with this bottle of wine.
Let's find out.
Mm.
Wow, it does. Yum.
Mmm. Oh, yum.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say that the wine makes the chocolate more potent.
Okay, so let's talk
instead
about
of backwards.
This, let's talk about this particular chocolate so that way our audience knows that if you want to pair a particular chocolate. We've done many blends like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate.
It's a milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's got praline filling inside of it. But I think what I really find best to pair with a stronger red wine is a dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It literally tastes like you're tasting cherries.
I think you're right. It heightens those notes. I think it kind of competes, obviously, with the alcohol. By the way, did we ever find out how much alcohol... 14% volume.
Oh, my calculations were correct.
In this particular bottle. So What do you think, Liz?
And calms it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're not a fan of a really strong wine, this is a good thing to pair it with.
Mm-hmm. See, I seen it from the other way. I see that wine makes the chocolate taste better. Hmm. So it's like, I'm more of a food guy, so, you know.
I could see that. Well, I think overall, this being a blend, I think it does go well with the chocolate. I would definitely buy this bottle. It's not a crianza, meaning it doesn't have a year in a barrel or anything. It's only 6 months. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of barrel is what I'm saying. You don't see those oak notes or anything. A lot of minerals, easy to drink, short aftertaste, but very clean. I really like this one. I would buy it again.
I would as well.
Me too.
Okay.
It's actually very good.
Well, let's cheers to that.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
O en galego, saúde.